A newly formed special legislative committee is taking the first steps toward finding long-term fiscal stability for the state. The House Fiscal Policy Committee is ready to hire a consultant specializing in communications who will work to strengthen the public's understanding of the state budget. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The Special House Committee is the offshoot of a fiscal policy working group created by Kodiak's Alan Osterman, now House Majority Leader. It met for nearly 2 years, studying why previous attempts to reform the state's fiscal structure have failed. The group ended during this year's session with less than one page of recommendations, and Special Committee Chair Anna Faircloth, a Republican from Eagle River, says the members determined that a knowledgeable public is key to any solution. And that's where the communications consultant comes into the picture. Faircloth says people need to see Alaska's future without oil money in it.
I think we have a win if the general public understands that a gas pipeline, use of the permanent fund dividends, and a sales tax or an income tax will not meet what we're currently receiving in dollars from oil production. And so that's what scares me as an Alaskan is, it's wonderful that we've had this history, but if we don't take a significant look at where we're at today, how can we plan for where we're going to be tomorrow?
Faircloth says the answers can best be found outside the Capitol, where the communities have already determined their own priorities. She says that's the message that needs to be brought back to the legislature, not as a partisan solution. The consultant the committee will hire will devise a way to make financial presentations through the state and for giving the public a basic foundation in how government is paid for. From that, she says, the goal is to build a consensus among a very broad spectrum of politics and philosophy.
We can work together and we can figure out what the best next step is should Alaska see, you know, a downturn in income. But, you know, we can't throw stones at each other when people bring genuine ideas or concerns to the table.
The task force that set the direction of the committee was made up of people from the private and public sectors, and it did not have any partisan stand. Anchorage Democrat Mike Dugan was on it. He says it became apparent that the public must be a part of the discussion of the state's finances. He says the state now has somewhere between $12 and $15 billion it could spend, and everyone in the legislature has an idea on how to use some of it.
Before we do any of that, it seems to me that we should have some sort of an idea what we're trying to do overall. And before we do that, it seems to me that we have to invite the general public into some sort of discussion about that. Because if we don't, what's going to happen is, you know, the legislature will, you know, pick the ideas that have got the most votes, and that money will be gone.
The consultant who will devise a communications plan will be chosen within the month. The direct education process will begin after next year's session. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.